boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Well, last night was a little bit of a doozy getting home.
Really? I thought we were finally, like, almost catching a break, maybe?
Well, you would, like, for the roads, yeah, kind of, not really. I'm still sliding all over the place, to be honest with you,
and
even today.
It's snowing right now, so I'm speaking too soon.
I know, and you know what? I don't think I could ever be a semi-truck driver in this weather. Don't think I could do it.
Anytime that I pass one on the interstate, I'm like, wow, you are braver than I will ever be.
Even like this, even where it's just, like, barely even snowing, I'm like, how do you do it? How do you do it?
Even in not the snow.
I'm like, how do you do it?
I can't even whip my Sebring on a normal day. So having an 18-wheeler behind me, it's nobody's safe.
So I understand how this happened, but there's a semi-truck stuck in my driveway.
Which is confusing. I have so many questions because you sent
even
me.
Even I do.
You sent me a picture of it. I feel like you don't live in an area where, like, a semi-truck needs to be.
I don't really. To be honest with you, I don't. I don't know much about it, but he didn't think he could make it, but he tried. That's all I know from what he told me.
Yeah, that's normally how it happens for most of us when we get stuck. My first thought was, like, what did you order that they needed to deliver with
a
semi?
What did I order from Amazon that they had to bring a semi truck to my place?
Yeah, you went crazy over the weekend.
Yeah, so he's stuck in my driveway and he abandoned ship last night. So it's still stuck there.
Which I'm confused because did you talk to the
driver? I did talk
to
him. Yeah, I did. Because I was like, what's going on?
I'm wondering, like, where did he go? Because a lot of those drivers don't live in the area. They just drive all day, all night. So where did he go?
I'm assuming either he slept in the back of the semi.
Yeah, don't they have beds back there?
They do. Okay. That's what I'm thinking. He slept in my driveway in his semi, or somebody picked him up. I'm not really sure.
And he was still there. Well,
he's still there.
The semi was still there this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand.
I have no idea. So many questions, even I have.
Maybe you should invite him in for dinner. This may be the weirdest love story ending that nobody saw coming.
You know, that wasn't the first question I asked him. It was, are you stuck? It should have been, are you single?
I mean,
looking to mingle? Because this is a love story.
It could be.
You know what? This is a rom-com waiting to happen. This is a Christmas Hallmark movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, like, I should sell this to the Hallmark Channel.
Well, yeah, imagine.
I'm going to pretend this actually happened. Like, we fell in love or something.
You walk out with a cup of soup. He's got a candle in the back.
Chocolate. He's got a candle.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that a little flammable?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking.
But I like this.
A candlelit dinner.
He's bummed. He can't go home for the holidays with his family.
This is going to be very profitable.
I come out there and I'm like, are you stuck? And then I bring him soup.
Uh-huh.
And we have a romantic.
And then he never leaves because you get married and you run off.
And then there's snow, as there is right now, and we kiss in the snow because that happens in every Hallmark movie.
I'm just saying you better leave a note on his vehicle when you get home
tonight. With my phone number?
Yeah, why not? Or something like that.
Hallmark, call me. This is a love story. What do we call it?
Semi in love. Okay, I would like a cut of the profits, please.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
What's the worst part of a breakup?
The tears, probably.
No, yeah, that's a great answer.
I mean, is that what you were kind of looking for?
Yeah, is there any, like, good parts about a breakup, do you think?
The breakup hair.
What?
The breakup hair. Hold up. Am I the only one that does this? When you break up with somebody and then you go and change your hair color or you glow up. Mm-hmm. You maybe had long hair and now you have short hair. I glowed up. I went and add pink to my hair after my breakup.
Well, another thing to add to your list is the next time you get dumped, you might get a gift.
Ooh. That would be cool.
I know you're a sucker for receiving a gift at all times.
I love a gift for any reason.
So the reason that this is maybe turning into a thing is a girl on TikTok has gone viral because she shared that she broke up with her boyfriend after 7 years, which is
crazy. About as much as me.
Yeah, that's true. So she she dumped him, and it sounds like it was pretty, like, just outgrew each other. It's not like anybody cheated or anything. And then she showed that after the last time she met up with her boyfriend, probably to exchange, like, oh, here's your stuff back, here's mine. He gave her a gift, like, a wrapped in a bag with tissue paper and everything. It was, like, very cutely wrapped. So she took a video of her opening it, and inside there was a note and a book.
Aww.
And the book was called Fall in Love with Yourself, The Ultimate Guide of Self-Empowerment and Self-Love.
No!
And on the note, oh, God, she's going to start crying. On the note, it said, I know you don't love me anymore.
No!
Love yourself now. Signed, Kev.
That's adorable.
Oh, okay. So you're on the side of this is cute.
Oh my God. That would make me fall back in love with them.
That is what a lot of people are saying. They're like, this is the ultimate ploy to get you back, because it's like, this is what I wish you the best looks like.
Yeah.
But I feel like if somebody gifted me a book, I'd be like, thanks a lot. I'm not reading that.
No, I mean, that is so sweet. I thought there was going to be a gift like that, that he's trying to get her back for some reason. Like, maybe, I think it was a photo of them too. Like, I don't need the memories anymore. Thank you. But that was so sweet.
Yeah. Cause he's like, you know, if we're not going to be together, here's how to better yourself.
Aww.
So now when you dump somebody, the next time you dump somebody, are you going to buy him a book?
I will not buy them a book, but if I dump you and you want me to maybe give you a second chance, then maybe buy me this book and try this, because I'm telling you, I think it would work.
You are a sucker.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You're making fun of me because I call it breakup hair.
Which in my mind, I'm like, is it like bedhead basically? Because normally when you get broken up with, you like lay in bed for a week straight.
I mean, it could be that. But what I was saying is normally after a breakup, you're like, I need to be a new woman. And you go to the salon and you get something done completely different about your hair. At least I've always done it. I've got a couple girlfriends that do that too as well. And I've done this after every single breakup.
Oh, it's like routine for
it
you.
It is routine. And I don't do it like, I just do it. Like, I don't even know that I'm doing it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you don't intentionally like line it up that way. But I do agree, after a breakup, you're like, I need, that's a big change, but I need change in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And hair is easy.
So in high school, this guy that like really, really broke my heart, I remember he told me that he didn't like girls who colored their hair, and he didn't like girls that wore makeup. And so then
Boring. And
I had never colored my hair. So I was like, oh, we're going to color your hair, girly. So I went and I changed. I haven't gone back to it since. I have normally like kind of light brown hair.
Yeah.
I went burgundy.
Okay.
And I rocked that for many, many years.
I feel like everybody goes slightly red after a bad breakup.
They really do. They really, really do. I rocked that for many years. Even into college, I rocked it as well. And then a guy broke my heart again.
Uh-huh.
And I rocked black for a little bit at some point. And then obviously me and my ex-fiance were no longer together. So I was like, we're going to glam up again and we're going to rock a new hair color. So I've been blonde for a year and a half, 2 years now. But I was like, how do I change it? Because I still want to be blonde, but how do I change it differently? So I added pink to the blonde.
I mean, it's fun.
Yes.
Why not have some fun after a breakup?
And then I'm like, okay, that's not all. So I've also added more to my glam. Oh, we've been losing weight.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the revenge body.
Yes, I have a revenge body.
Something about it. Because, I mean, again, maybe you think about it, maybe you don't. But you're like, in the back of your mind, you're like, you didn't like me then.
How about now?
Watch me now.
Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor on Z102.9.
Drink the wine, eat the ice cream, cry in your bed, and then pick yourself up and glow up, girl.
You're darn right.
Seriously, once you get past, like,
the sad
Yeah,
phase.
The sad, the heartbroken, like, how will I ever move on phase, I feel like those are the hottest months of your life. And
dude,
I stand by that.
Yes.
You, Destiny.
Do you think I'm in my hottest moments of my life?
Yeah. Sure. You go, girl.
Thanks,
I don't know.
Girl.
you always change your hair.
I do.
After a breakup, you've gone red, which you feel like is immediate. Like, I just went through something crazy.
Mm-hmm. I've gone black.
Black. You've got pink in your hair now.
Yeah, I do.
I feel like that's a lot of girls' go-to is like, okay, my man's gone. I got to change up my hair. I've never done that. I support it, but I'm pretty plain Jane with my hair. But after a breakup, after two breakups, actually, I happened to get tattoos.
Did you really?
No, I didn't get like heartbroken, sad face. No, I didn't get a tattoo like inspired by the breakup.
T and D plus.
Yeah, no, I did not do that. But it was the same type of hair thing where I'm like, I'm itching to change something about myself.
Yeah.
Let me book a tattoo appointment. I did it twice. And both times I got two tattoos. So that was pretty rambunctious of me.
Now, are they your favorite tattoos, your least favorite tattoos? Semi, just like, they're just a tattoo.
I feel like, yeah, I don't think of them as my breakup tattoos.
Oh, okay.
They just, it was that thing where I was like, I need to like do something to make myself feel good. I'm going to go to the tattoo shop.
Okay.
The other thing, I don't know if this is technically a glow up. It was in college. Maybe it wouldn't be now, but I became a party girl after a breakup.
Ooh, girl.
I mean, I don't know that I've ever had as much fun in my life as I did after I got rid of a guy that I was dating for a long, long time. And going out with your girlfriends with no intention of meeting anybody and just having a blast. Yeah, you may end up crying in the bathroom. I'm alone. But then all those other stranger girls being like, yes, queen, you deserve better. It's the best feeling.
Destiny and Taylor. Oh, yeah. Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Yeah, it's only 4:15 on a Thursday, but let's pretend it's, I don't know, like 11 o'clock. We've been out for a couple drinks.
Ooh.
You, me, all of us hanging out here. And we're in the bathroom where all of the real tea is spilt.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell us about your latest date in Rate Your Date.
That's the crowd going wild.
Which means no.
Wait, hold up. With your host?
Not Jesse Palmer. Taylor on Z102.9. I am living my dream as the host here. So, Destiny, no holding back here. Let's hear about your latest date.
Ooh, I'm excited to tell this story. So, this one is not brought to you by Bumble or Hinge.
What?
I know, shocking, right? Okay, so what happened was, I live in like a new place, right? New neighbors, new people, right? And I've kind of always thought the neighbor was good looking.
Okay.
And I just kind of thought maybe someday we'd eventually talk or
cross
get to
paths.
Know. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just never happened. So I added them on Facebook.
Okay.
And then slid in each other's DMs and we started a conversation.
Who did it first?
Actually, he did.
Oh, okay.
He slid in the DMs, but friend zoned me hardcore right away.
What do you mean? Was just like, just, hey, neighbor. Hey, friend.
Actually, like that. Okay. And then we talked for a little bit and then ended the conversation with, let me know if you need any neighborly things.
Ooh, okay.
So then I was like, okay, let me try again. So I tried the conversation again the next day. Again, went kind of short. But out of nowhere, later that afternoon of the next day, he'd asked me what I was doing that night. What am I doing? And I was like, I'm watching football. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Asked me if I was hungry and if I wanted to hang out. So,
okay.
Again, was not expecting to. I didn't at first. Definitely did not think this was a date. Thought this was just two people hanging out, getting some food. But he came over, and then we ended up hopping in my car and we got some pizza and had some drinks and stuff. And about halfway, I was like, I think this is a date.
Oh yeah.
I think this is a date.
The vibe,
I don't know,
shifted.
The vibe definitely shifted.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun. It was very, I don't know, casual is a good word to put down for it maybe,
mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of fun. I felt like for the first time on a date, I was the most me because I think the pressure was not there.
Yeah, maybe because you didn't know that it was a date.
I didn't know it was a date. Because you go into them and you're like, okay, I got to look good. I got to, you know, make sure I don't say the wrong thing. I got to make sure, like, I'm perfect. And I was just, like, just having a conversation with a friend. And I was letting things out. And we were, like, we were both opening up about a lot of things. And I think that would made it really cool. What are you judging me for?
The way that you said I was letting things out.
I really was.
Okay.
So yeah, it was a really fun date. And I don't know. I guess I'm going to consider it a date. I guess I don't know if we never said if it really was a date, but we have gone on a date since then.
I was going to say, was there a second date?
Yes, there's been a second date since then. So I'm going to count it as a date. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I think just not knowing that it was a date before made it very casual and made it less pressure for me. So for that, I'm giving it a 5 out of 5.
Wow, 5 stars?
5 stars. Because it was so fun.
There's nothing that could have made it better?
No.
Wow.
No, honestly, no.
I mean, after so many 1.5s and 3 stars, I think it was
I don't think there was
time.
A single thing that I could be like, nah, that could make it better.
Wow. Okay, well, can anybody top that? Who had a better date recently?
Ooh.
It is your chance to rate your date.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
And it's my favorite part of the week. Rate your date.
Woo!
You know, there's not really any good, like, dating shows on right now, so.
No, there's not. You're right about that.
This is the closest that we can get, and that is kind of like girls' bathroom style. Everybody chimes in about their most recent dating adventure. Destiny, you broke a record today.
I did.
You had 5 out of 5 stars with your date.
I did.
Which is very different than your past couple that you've shared.
The last couple, wasn't it 2 for the first one?
Yeah.
And then 3.5 for the second one.
Yeah, maybe.
This one was a 5 out of 5.
Which, I mean, it's good. Not all dates have to be bad, but
nope.
Some aren't great. So, Maria, tell us about your latest date.
Okay, so this date that I went on with a guy that had told me he went to culinary school, and he was invited me over to cook for me. And he told me he was going to make me this nice meal, and I was super excited. And when I got to his apartment, he made spaghetti, and which is not a bad thing. I'm not ungrateful, but the idea was that he was going to make me like such a nice meal because he went to the culinary arts school or whatever. And so I'm thinking I have this awesome dinner that I'm about to smash, and all of a sudden he makes me spaghetti.
Was the sauce out of a can?
Yes, the sauce was out of a can. The garlic bread was frozen, girls. It was so bad. It was so bad. And he told me he was going to make me cocktails, and then he made me vodka and lemonade. And I was like, man, this is not it. This is just not it at all.
And if you had to give it a Yelp review, what would you, like, you know, out of 5 stars, how much are you going to give it?
I would probably give it like a 1 out of 5.
Or, it's false advertising.
Here we go! Those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
Destiny, I feel bad for your wallet because,
dude,
you're in the dating game, which means you're going on a lot of dates and you're potentially spending a lot of money right now.
I am, because I also do feel like we should split it. Like, you know,
okay, yeah.
He could pay for the first one, but I would like to pay for some too.
I think that's a great attitude to have. But I mean,
I just went on a date and I paid for it.
Good for you.
Luckily, it was not that expensive. It was only like $35, so it wasn't too bad.
Okay, not bad. But, you know, I mean, there's outside expenses, too. Like, you maybe want to get a new outfit for the date, or you want to get your hair done, or whatever. So it would be kind of nice if the meal was always taken care of, and you didn't have to rely on your date every time.
Mm.
So I've got an exciting opportunity to present to you. And that is a date night pass for $200. It's going to last you all year, though, and it's actually going to save you money if you really use it to its fullest ability. And this is for Applebee's.
Dude, yeah!
They are...
Dude, Applebee's is killer, okay? All right, I'm down.
The appetizers
alone
are worth the visit. They're seriously selling date night passes for $200, and it's going to offer $30 off your next 52 visits over this year.
Dude, so that is a really good deal.
You would have to go at least 7 times to get your $200 worth. Otherwise, if you used it to its fullest extent 52 times, which was, what, once a week for the rest of this year, you would be saving $1,300.
Wow.
So it's good for a year. You can use it on food. You can't use it on alcohol, but just think if you use the $30 on your food and then only ended up spending $7 on a drink or something. Yeah. And you can only use it once per day. So it's not like you could be like, setting up a big old date.
No.
But I think this is genius and you should look into investing.
Dude, I'm totally down for this. Like, I'm serious. I'm going to go to Applebee's today and I'm probably going to purchase it or something. But can you imagine though? Like, they're going to start to get to know me and they're like, oh, here's date number 52 for Destiny. Like, they're going to start to get to know me.
Oh, like the employees at the Applebee's.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if they start judging me? They're like, oh, she's going out with him. That's so not her type, though, compared to the other, you know, 47 that she's been with. This is so not her type. What is she doing?
Just think nobody is going to be able to know you and give you feedback like those Applebee's employees.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've got great news for everybody that signed up for a gym membership for the New Year's resolution, for you, Destiny, for me. We can cancel them all.
Woo! But I'd still like to lose weight, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
But, like, be honest, do you really have... I know some people really enjoy going to the gym. I don't think it's fun.
It's funny you say that. There are, I would say, 80% of the time, I actually really do look forward to going to the gym. But today was a rough day that I was like, why do I do this to myself? I don't want to go. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking forward to it. And I had a bad attitude about it. So
that's
yeah.
me every morning. Although I like feeling accomplished after. So I'm like, what else could I do? Well, there is a doctor on TikTok, Dr. Candace, who has gone viral, sharing what workout fad is really taking off over in China. Actually, it's really popular with Gen Z. So I'm like, okay, it's only a matter of time until we start picking up on this trend mm-hmm. too. And that is to do karaoke. So
how is that a workout?
She says singing.
I guess I've never done it, so I don't know.
You've never done karaoke
I've
at all?
I've always wanted to go karaoke.
Okay, well, you're going to want to, especially after this, because singing for hours... like she said, one person sang by themselves solo for an hour and a half and they burned over 400 calories.
Wow.
And another person sang for 3 hours straight, which I'm like, good Lord, that's a lot. And that burned a total of 781 calories. But basically singing is a form of aerobics. And even if you're sitting down, you're still working major muscle groups in your upper body. So Dr. Candace says it's super effective, although there are some songs that are more of a workout than others. Now, one that she suggests is Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
Try to hit those high notes. Yeah,
that's my go-to. I'm not gonna lie.
For karaoke?
Oh, if I have a little liquid courage.
You sing this?
Not well.
I'm shocked.
But apparently it burns 13.5 calories, just that song alone.
What?
Yeah, I know. But like you said, you're hitting those notes. You're flexing your abs. It's a workout. And the other song that she suggests is kind of a throwback, and that is Gangnam Style.
Well, imagine doing the dance with
you have
it.
To do
I feel
the
like
dance.
It's double the calories. You know what I mean?
16.4 calories if you karaoke this song.
I'd dance with it, which is more. I feel like double.
Well, I think that's also something to take into account as you're karaokeing. If you're somebody that's putting on like a full concert, a full show, you're burning tons of calories.
Okay, my only thought was, now what if I take these two and I put them together?
Ooh.
What? No, not the two songs.
My
what
Heart Will Gangnam Style. I want to hear that song.
That would be great. No, I was thinking, what if I took karaoke and the gym together? Like, imagine me on the treadmill. In the gym in front of everyone. What do you think they would say?
I think somebody would call the paramedics because you sound like you're in pain.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Taylor.
See you later. Where am I going?
Well, I think you're going to be putting in your 2 weeks notice. That's what I think you're going to be doing.
Why? Because why?
I think I found your dream job. I really do think this might honestly be a dream job for a lot of people who live here in Iowa. This could be a really good job for us.
Okay, I'm intrigued. You've definitely got my interest.
What stinks, though, is only one person's going to get it, though.
Well, and I feel move like- over, losers.
And I feel like there are so many people here in Iowa who are totally capable of this job. So, you know, Casey's, the gas station, right? Where we're located for our station, literally just down the road, there's two of them.
Yeah, there are, right next to each other.
And they're corner to corner, and you're like, oh, weird, okay.
But yeah, that's small town Iowa for you.
Yes, right? Everywhere you go, there's a Casey's. Well, they are looking to hire their first ever chief pizza and beer officer.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Now, the position would sample, so this is what you're going to do. You're going to sample and research the best beer and Casey's pizza combination.
Oh, wow. This is fancy.
I know. So you're going to take their taco pizza and then, I don't know, probably try like Busch Light. Does that work? Okay, no, it doesn't. So let's take taco pizza and...
A Corona.
Oh, that does work. And then you're going to score it, whatever they want you to do. So you're going to take all their pizza flavors and then try them with different beers and see what works best.
I did not expect that. I thought you were saying like sample their pizzas, and then when you said beer, I was confused because Casey's doesn't make beer. Obviously, they just sell it. This is fancy stuff. This is like a wine connoisseur, but this is the Iowa version.
I know. And then along that, you have to make some social media content, which is not hard. You just got to tell people about your findings, what you're liking, what you're not liking. Now, Casey's has also partnered with NFL defensive lineman and internet guy who's gone really viral, Anthony Spice Adams. He's also going to help lead the search as well.
Wow.
So you get to partner up with him. Now, you have a little bit of time. Not a lot. So get clicking away over there. You have until January 24th to apply on their website if you want to be the chief pizza and beer officer.
I wonder, like, what the requirements are. Like, do you have to have, like...
Probably just, like, beer and pizza. I don't really know.
Right. I'm not a big beer drinker normally. Like, it's not something I normally would order. So I don't know if I'm, like, totally qualified.
There's not a whole lot that you have to fill out. I'm looking right now on the website.
But I could eat a whole lot of their pizza. What?
Dude, you could do this. Okay, one of the requirements is draw a picture of yourself as a chief pizza and beer officer. You are so talented at drawing.
I would draw so much sauce all over my face because I just love their pizza.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.